Welcome to Harmony Christian Church's podcast. I'm Billy Davison.
I'm Brian Sturtz.
I'm Donna Frank.
And I'm Robbie Morris.
We have some great discussions for you today. We're going to talk about the food pantry needs.
Yeah, we got a food pantry here at Harmony, and you may or may not know, but during the week there's several individuals that come up. They looking for some food, and we've got a small food pantry that we can offer them stuff. And so Donna and Robbie usually make sure that the food pantry has some stuff, so they're here to tell us about some of the needs that the food pantry has.
Right. We do sacks. We try to do three meals in each sack, breakfast, lunch, supper. Right now we're a little low on breakfast items, cereal, oatmeal, Pop-Tarts, things like that. We can always use peanut butter and jelly.
Canned fruit. It's usually a little bit more expensive, so we do try and put some of that in there too.
And you guys are looking for not looking for fresh fruit.
No.
Or like a head of lettuce.
No. So old fruit works better.
Old fruit works great.
Day old.
Mm-hmm. Day old. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything you have to open would be great.
Okay. Or maybe like a bag of rice, or a bag of beans, maybe pasta. Would that be good?
Yes.
Okay.
Spaghetti
oatmeal.
Sauce.
Get some oatmeal for cereal items.
And chili.
Chili.
We do not need green beans or corn.
Get plenty
set
of that.
On the green beans.
And
right.
Corn.
And corn.
We need to get rid of what we've got there. But, you know, anytime you want to get something for the food pantry, be it money, you can put that in the offering and annotate it on your check or your cash that you'd like to put that in the food pantry, and we'll go do the shopping. Mm-hmm. If you would like to go to the grocery store, we are more than happy for you to do that. If you don't know where the food pantry is, it's in the North Chapel. If you're looking in the North Chapel, it's on the right side in that back room. It used to be the choir room. That's where we keep everything. And we also want people to know, if you need anything or you have a neighbor that needs anything, we don't have to package that for you. You can go and help yourself. The packaged food is already in the space room in the round cabinet, and so help yourself to that. But we are getting low on just a few things, like we say, cereal, peanut butter and jelly, canned fruit. We can always use spaghetti sauce in a can.
Oh, okay.
Beans, rice go a long way. Tuna and tuna helper.
Okay.
That's always good.
That canned chicken.
The canned chicken is good.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Right. And soups. Canned soups are always good. And with those, we like to put in either the little packets of biscuits or cornbread, corn muffins.
Okay.
Those types of things.
Kind of the easy made, just kind of add water or egg or whatever to it and just kind of, okay.
Right. Salting crackers are always good too. Yes.
Okay.
So really, you like anything canned, prepackaged, stuff like that that won't spoil on the shelf. You don't want anything refrigerated or...
We really don't know what these people have to cook with at home, but usually they do have some sort of thing they can put in a pot and warm it up at least.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Yeah, that makes sense. What about, does anybody need to bring, do we need to do anything that's like hygiene stuff? Do you need any like soap or toothpaste or anything like that?
When people go on vacation and stay at hotels and stuff, a lot of times they bring us their little soaps or their little things of shampoo and conditioner and lotions and shower caps and those types of things.
Now,
and
is this for the pantry or for you guys personally?
Well, we put it in.
All that hard work in the pantry.
We do use the shower caps when we fix our sacks, too.
There you go.
And she is very attractive in the shower. Probably a little too much information there, huh?
All right. That's an important note for you folks.
There you go.
Robbie looks very good in a shower cap. I hear there's a bit of a scandal down there. Somebody stole a table, I heard.
Yes.
Wow.
If the culprit takes it again, B.S., Brian Sturtz.
She's looking right at you.
Hung by your toenails. It does not sound very pleasant at all.
But it's not just tables. It's carts, too, right?
Carts, too, yes. We like to have our table in the food pantry with our cart because that's what we use to back the groceries up with.
It's important when you are in the pantry and you're making use of that area to make sure the table and the cart's back, or, Robbie and Donna will come after you.
The backs aren't what they used to be, so we do need a table and we do need a cart.
Sure, sure. All right, well, I guess if you would like to help out with the food pantry, there's a couple of ways you can. So, like Donna was saying, you can... write it on your check that you'd like to donate money that direction, or if you have cash, we have little envelopes you could put that in, and you could write Food Pantry on there. You can do it that way. You can stop by the church office if you'd like to just, you know, hand it either to myself or to maybe Dana, the church secretary. There's various ways you can drop it off that way, or if you'd like to go shopping, you could contact Robbie or Donna, make sure you're getting some things that are on the list that we need. And we thank you for helping out with the food pantry, because there really are a lot of families that come by that you may never see that you helped impact by making sure that there's food available for them. Because a lot of times when people are in times of need, a lot of times they don't know where else to turn except for to a church. And we like to be able to help them as best we can. So we thank you for the ways in which you help out with the food pantry. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's a very good ministry. And also, we have a collection box up front, don't we? Or we used to. You know, if you want to just bring some goods in with you when you come to church on Sunday and drop them off on the way in.
The blue box is usually in the foyer. If you can't find it in the foyer, look in the what we used to call the cloakroom, but now I believe it's the music room.
Yeah.
It's the first room on the right when you come in.
Mm-hmm. If you bring it, where the food pantry is, you can take it on down there, or you can just leave it on one of the kitchen counters and tell Robbie or Donna or Brian or Billy, and we'll take care of it for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works. Could do it.
Awesome.
Well, thank you guys very much for sharing about the food pantry, and look forward to you guys helping us out with that, making sure we've got the items that we need to help the families that come by Harmony looking for a little bit of help. So thank you for doing that.
Now, speaking of food, we have a pounding coming up for Caleb and Michaela.
That's right. Caleb and Michaela Page, they just moved here to Oklahoma. Caleb is the new youth minister here at Harmony Christian. He just graduated from Ozark Christian College. And so they're going to be getting a house, hopefully, on January the 28th, either on or before January 28th. They're going to be moving into a new home. So on Sunday, January 26th, we'd like to have a pounding for them. And by pounding, we don't mean like a punch in the face.
Okay, so don't bring your boxing gloves wrestling headgear and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And, well, actually, what we're looking for is just bring some items. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. But just bring a few items that you would stock your cabinet with. So, you know, maybe a can or two of green beans, or maybe a bag of rice, or
toilet paper,
paper towels,
Comet
toothpaste. All those kind of items would work out great. You know, or maybe you'd like to just give like a Walmart gift card. You know, that would work out. That would be good too. And just bring all those items on Sunday the 26th, and hopefully by the 28th they have their house, but if not, we'll just hold the stuff for them until they're ready to move in, and then they'll be able to move in with a house full of stuff that they won't have to worry about running to the store to go and get. So, noodles, something to clean the bathroom with, that kind of stuff.
So that's really a great idea. Did I mention I'm moving into a new house?
Really?
I could use a good pounding.
Does Kathy know?
Well,
okay.
No, she don't listen to the podcast, so it's
it's okay
to talk about that. Now, but what a great idea, moving a new home. That's one of the stresses and stuff, you know. You're worried about getting all your, you know, valuables moved in and set up. Or, you know, the first night, you know, you got to get all set up to, you know, go to bed, get ready for work the next morning. And the last thing you want to worry about is groceries and stocking the fridge and the counters and stuff. So,
yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so all that kind of stuff. You might even think about Ziploc bags, you know, tinfoil, those little Ziploc containers. You know, you can store stuff in, you know,
flour, sugar,
yeah, all that kind of stuff that you would kind of use.
You know, an extension cord and light bulbs, you know, everybody, you never know, you might need one of those.
Yeah, yeah, all that kind of stuff that you would kind of, you know, that you would kind of, you know, just kind of need to set up a house with, maybe a broom and a something like that to kind of help clean up. All that kind of stuff would be helpful. All right, well, so if you guys can help out with that, that would be awesome. That's a pounding for Caleb and Michaela Page on Sunday, January 26th. Again, just, you know, bring some items that you would use to kind of stock up your kitchen with.
Now, we bring in that to church in the morning?
Yeah, just bring it with you to church in the morning, and we'll have a little space designated where you can leave that stuff.
Is there going to be like a little ceremony after the service where we like take and chunk it at them and go, hey, you know, if you want
you
to
know, I don't
it.
Know, we could probably invent something like that.
Yeah,
you
know, keep it everything
happens to
you
somebody
catch.
Else I know, so I think we can get that done. I think we can accomplish that.
All right, good deal.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. Yeah.
What if I can't be here on the 26th? Can I bring it any time between now and then?
Sure. Sure could. You just bring it by the church office, and we'll make sure that we set it aside. Yeah, either myself or Dana, we could make sure that we set that stuff aside for you. Yeah. So if you can't be here on the 26th, we could set it up before then.
You're not going to take it home, right?
I'm not taking it home.
Okay.
Honest to goodness.
What if I'm going to be here on the 26th, but I want to bring it before the 26th?
You can bring it. That's fine.
Okay.
Just bring it by the church office.
There's a little roll-around cart. You can put it on it and push it around.
There's a table we can put it on in the food pantry room. We'll stick it back there. Well, thank you guys for sharing about the pounding, and hope you guys would help Caleb and Michaela out with that. That would be a huge blessing to them to be able to walk into their house and not have to worry about going and trying to buy all this stuff. It would just be a really big boost to them and helpful and a kindness. So if you'd be willing to help out with that, that would just be tremendous. So thank you in advance for helping that out.
Next thing we got coming up, we have a men's retreat coming up.
Where are you retreating to?
We're retreating down to Camp Sooner, which from Harmony takes about 20 or 30 minutes to get there. It's in Pink, Oklahoma. Why they call it Pink, I really do not know. But it's in Pink, Oklahoma. It takes about 20 minutes to get there from here. And just looking at a time of fellowship. We're going to try to get, since it's the weekend of the Super Bowl, looking at trying to get some Super Bowl football type food. So looking to try to find some hot wings and cheese chip stuff.
French onion dip.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, there is a Velveeta shortage because of the Super Bowl. So be prepared. You might
rethink
that cheese thing. That's what I heard on K-Lab the other day.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, Velveeta shortage.
What will we do?
I don't know. Sounds serious to me.
We'll have to go down to Camp Sooner and eat our shoes, I guess, or something. Melt the shoes down.
Sounds like you better take some Tums.
Some Tums.
Are y'all camping out?
No, actually, good question. Down at Camp Sooner, there is a retreat center, and it has a ability to, I think, to hold about 20 people. It has bathrooms, showers, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of a converted double-wide trailer. And so there's like a small little living area. There's a kitchen area. It's down at Camp Sooner. If you've never been there before, it's really quite nice. It's a very pretty wooded area. And so we're going to go down there and just kind of spend some time. We're going to study the Bible, have a little bit of prayer time, and then just have a good time just kind of fellowshipping together.
Well, it says in the bulletin to wear your favorite Sprouts jersey. Do you mean sports jersey?
Sprouts.
Yes.
Sprouts.
Yes.
I just wondered,
unless you have one
that... talking about Super Bowl Sunday.
Unless you've got the Chia Pet version of one that sprouts things, then yes, bring...
So that's that TV channel on cable, right? Sprout.
Bring the Sprouts one. If you support the Sprouts, bring that with you. But otherwise, bring a sports jersey.
Okay.
And bring it down to camp. Wear your favorite team.
So this is men, not women.
It's the dudes. You ladies are going to be making crafts here in a little while. So the guys get to go, I guess, eat a chicken wing.
Just one day, or you're staying all night?
Staying just one night. We're going to go down there Friday, and we'll stay one night. And then we're usually done on Saturday. You know, sometime after lunch, we're usually done, and then we'll be headed back home.
So what time are you supposed to get there on Friday night?
I think it's about 6 o'clock on Friday. We'll get started. We'll have something to eat, probably have some devotions, sing some songs, and then we usually bring some games with us, so if you've got like a favorite game, apples to apples, Jenga, maybe a card game or two, Uno, something like that you want to bring down with you, usually we have a pretty good time just kind of hanging out, playing some cards, playing some games and stuff, and then in the morning have breakfast and like usually another devotion time, and then by that time it's usually close to time for lunch, and then you know, kind of head back home. So it's kind of a short little shot in the arm, but it's a good way to get to know some people. So if you're kind of new to Harmony or you'd like to get to know some of the guys at the church, this is a great opportunity to go down. Even bring a friend with you. Maybe you've got a friend that maybe like to, you know, go out into the woods or something like that. This would be a great opportunity to invite them to come down to camp as well.
Are you going to shoot guns?
You know, there was some talk of that. I don't know. There was some talk of somebody shooting skeet or something down there. So I don't know.
So if you got a friend you want to dump off in the woods, this is a good opportunity.
That's right.
Hey, Bob, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are you doing?
So what do you need to sleep?
What will you need to sleep? You'll need to bring with you a pillow, maybe a sleeping bag, or sheets that would fit about a full-size, twin-size bed. that kind of a thing. It's got heat, air conditioning in it, that kind of a thing, so you don't really have to worry about, you know, getting too cold. But if you want to bring a blanket and your sheets with you, that's probably good enough to sleep in. And there are showers there, so bring something to get cleaned up so we're not smelling all weekend. That'd be nice.
Donna, do guys play tricks on each other like the women do?
Oh, man, I don't know, but if they do, y'all, I wouldn't sleep much.
No, usually, sleep lightly. Usually on the men's retreat, there's usually the next morning on the Saturday, there's usually a scale of trying to figure out who snored the loudest. That's usually the great talk, like, who kept up all night? Who was that guy snoring?
So bring your headphones.
Bring headphones.
Your noise-canceling headphones.
Noise-canceling headphones. A very large pillow, something like that.
Bible?
Bible, yeah. Bring your Bible with you, most definitely, because we'll be reading out of there, so that's a good thing to bring with you.
Or your Bible app.
Or a Bible app. Yeah.
In the day of technology. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Can we get reception down there?
Ooh, good. Yeah, you should be able to get reception. I think they've built a tower close to the camp, so you should be able to get fairly decent reception now. In years past, when you would go down to the camp, your cell phone was pretty much a paperweight. You couldn't really get a very good signal. But now you can get a decent signal down there. And if you like to take walks in the woods, that kind of a thing, there's a nice little area you can just kind of walk around. There's some places you can kind of walk around down at the camp. And it's a pretty nice place, and that's where our kids go during the summer. So maybe if you have some kids or children, you can always go down there and check out the camp and see where they might be headed.
It's a great place to frolic and run about
explore
the woods.
Is there any cost to this?
You know, we're still working on that a little bit. I think in the past we usually asked everybody to pay about $20-$30, and that covered the food and, you know, that kind of a thing. There's really not a huge expense to this. So about $20-$30 should cover, you know, the cost of the weekend and all that kind of stuff.
So again, about getting down there, is this, you know, everybody show up when they get there, or is a church bus going to...
It's probably easier if you just went on your own. That way you're not dependent upon, like, when the church van is leaving in case you got to go, you know, leave earlier or whatever on Saturday.
Good idea.
But we'll have some directions out. Obviously, you can always, if you go to our website, if you go to harmonychristianchurch.org, you go to the missions area, and there's a section on there for Camp Sooner. You can click on that. It takes you to their website, and there's directions that are there on the website that you could use to get down there. Like I said, from the church to Camp Sooner takes about 20 or 30 minutes. Down highway, down Heronawala Road to Highway 9, and then off of Highway 9 to, I think it's called OK Road, I think is the name of it. But it's not too hard to find. It's really not that too difficult to find. So there's some ways we can get some directions to you and make sure you get going in the right direction.
And what night was that again?
That is going to be Friday night, January the 31st, into Saturday morning, February the 1st.
Okay, so that's a couple of weeks away?
Yeah, a couple of weeks away. So we're hoping that some guys will come down and that Friday night, the 31st, and hang around Saturday, February 1st, and then you know, head back home. So it's a nice way to start off the year.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a good time. We're hoping some of you guys come.
Okay, what else we got?
Edit. I don't know if we've got... I guess that's really about it, right? No, because she got the tension. I think that's it, man.
Well, that was pretty good.
There was it all. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do a sign-off thing? Or just like...
Well, you know, it's better. You know, you're in a conversation. Hey, yeah, you know, thanks for coming out.
Oh, I guess they're done.
Is that over?
I'm taking that to mean you've stepped up.
Thank you for listening. I'm Billy Davison.
And I'm Brian Sturtz.
Donna Frank.
Robin Morris.
Tune in next time. Dum dum dum.
Edit.
Cut.
How are you going to make anything out of that? That is going to be a...